Right, you came in home with spoiled Aberdeen's party tonight.
Yeah, we did. Very pleased with the boys. Very pleased. They were excellent. That's the best of the best. They're the champions, as rightly so. They've been had a great season at this level, and we more than matched them for a majority of the game. We had a couple of great chances first half as well. You know, if they go in, then different story. But I said that to them after the game. I said they've got to believe in themselves because they're good players. These are meant to be the best in the country at a level, and our boys more than matched them. They just need to believe in themselves more. Second half, they maybe controlled it a bit more because we maybe stopped passing it like we were doing the first half. But even with the wee kind of exchanges where we were passing it, we showed what we can do to them. So just about believing in themselves more and realising that they're good players, and not to play against teams like that and allow them to sort of dictate games. And you know, we can more than hold our own. We've showed that on many occasions against good side this year. So going forward, whatever happens, wherever they go in their careers, they've got to believe in that they're good players.
And after losing the early goal, you know, you and James got a goal back, and you gave him a fright, I think, up to half time.
We did, yeah, we did. Before the game, we obviously gave them the guard of honour, but I said to them in the dressing room, like, we'll do that, we'll clap them on the pitch, but then, you know, well, that's the end of the niceties, yeah. And the boys responded to that. I thought they did that. We showed the respect, but we showed it in the right way. We realised we were against a good team and playing the game in the right manner. And we were excellent first half, especially second half. As I said, they were probably more in control, but I still felt there was lots of positives from the second half.
And it took them till 2 minutes before the end before they actually killed it off.
Exactly, it was a mistake. And these things happen. The shot was probably, I think Jamie was fooled by it, was such a poor shot, and it maybe fooled him. Sometimes that happens. But like I said, you know, I don't care if he makes mistakes at this level. That's what it's all about. He's a good goal. He done well. He saved us in a couple of times. He made a couple of good saves, and he was coming off his line. And so he's done great for us tonight and in the past. So I don't care about mistakes.
And as well as playing against a good opposition, I mean, it was nice for him to play at Pittodrie and in front of 1,854.
Is that what it was? Yeah, it was a great turnout, and fair play to Aberdeen. The fans really come out and supported the boys, deservedly so. But I'm glad our players, that could have easily, we'd had a lot of young boys again, school boys as well. So I'm glad they came out and rose to that occasion. And they weren't overawed at all. They were showing great composure on the ball, especially first half, and you know, really showing that they were enjoying the atmosphere rather than it having an adverse effect.
It really feels like end of season altogether now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's that's it all done. Obviously, well documented, we don't know what's happened now. We'll hopefully find out in the next week or so. There's many people in the same situation, so it's just something we've got to deal with. It's football, unfortunately. It's a sort of not so nice side of the game, and you know, you've got to deal with that. I've been in the game long enough, that's just the way it goes sometimes. So I thank them for their efforts. They've been great since I come in and worked. I've thoroughly enjoyed working for them. Hopefully I can continue in that. I've really enjoyed the work that I've started, and I'd like to continue that because, as I said, they're good players, and I believe in them, and I would like to be the ones that could see them through into a first team on a more permanent basis.
And you've enjoyed this coaching role since you came here?
Yes, I have, yeah. I've enjoyed every minute of it. As I said, when I came, it wasn't something that really was on my radar, but I've got a wee taste for it now, and I'm really, really enjoying it, and I would like to continue it, and hopefully that's it done for them, as well as obviously playing as well. I'm not quite ready to finish playing as well, so I'd like to. I know that I understand that, you know, I'm maybe not going to play every game, so that can maybe take a back seat. But no, I'm really, really enjoying the role that I've been doing, and would like to continue.
Well, if it's not at Dunfermline, I'm sure I'll meet you again in this sort of capacity.
Hopefully, yep.
Good, thanks very much.